morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Holy Spirit Radio. We have got a great show for you today. Before I tell you about who will be coming up, let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for all of the opportunities that we will face, whatever they may be today, all the people you will send our way, all of the things we'll experience. We ask you, Father, to see you in everyone and everything today. Grant us the grace to remain close to you. We present to you all of our problems. Anything we're concerned about today, Father, we give them to you now. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your help. Sometimes we forget that you want to help us. You want to be involved in our lives, so we ask you to help us. Father, I ask you to speak through us this morning on the radio show. May your word be proclaimed, and may our minds and our hearts be open to hear your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We have got, as I said earlier, a great show for you today. Our friend, Father Jeff Kirby, will be joining us to talk about a new parish Bible study. It's called Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You. Now, this is, I think you're going to really enjoy this Bible study. It's a video-based Bible study hosted by Leonardo De Filippis, and I'm sure you're familiar with him. We've had him on the show a few times. Father Jeff Kirby is one of the experts in this series, Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You, and he's going to be beginning an 8-part series with us here. We're going to do one each month talking about this idea of Mary's battle for you. What does that all mean? Well, stick around, Father Kirby. We'll talk about it. Later on in the show, Mr. Joseph McFadden will be here. Joe is the principal for Archbishop Ryan High School, which is the largest high school in the Philadelphia Archdiocese. Archbishop Ryan is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, so I thought it was appropriate to have Joe on to talk about that. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We've got music. We've got, even better than any of that, whoa, the one, the only, the dynamic one, wow, Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary. What an intro.
Did you know where I was going with that?
Or did you think I was introducing Frank? Yeah.
Well, Frank's busy doing some technical work right now, so I'm going to give him a minute.
Thank you, Gary. Good morning.
Mr. Parker, how was your drive in this morning?
It was wonderful. Much better than yesterday.
Yeah, you were a few minutes late today because you stopped at a different 7-Eleven this morning, right?
At the front end of my trip.
Isn't that funny how we do that? We have these little routines, and
absolutely,
and if we change them at all, then it kind of impacts our trip.
I had more lights to go through after that.
But let me ask you, are you okay?
I am.
Have you
recovered?
All right. You know,
I'm
care.
Very okay.
Dave, I care.
Well, thank you, Gary.
And Frank, I care about you, too.
Great. Good to know. I feel better now.
I like this. Dave and I are talking. We're doing the intro, and Frank's unplugging and plugging in cables, and we just trust it. It's all going to work out, right?
Whatever you were doing, keep it up.
Work on it when you see it.
Yeah.
How was your drive in, Frank?
Oh, it was very, very nice. You know, it's just a good time to reflect and enjoy my coffee.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? Our coffee in the morning, that great drive. We get up bright and early, not a lot of traffic on the road.
We all have our routines, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, if we don't get our steps down in a way, so to speak, it's like, wow, I missed something in the
I know.
It messes things up for the day.
I know.
Well said, Frank.
Totally. But, you know, I've had an interesting week. So, you know, my parents actually just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm. Awesome.
And
congratulations.
So,
congrats.
Know, certainly, you know, shout out to them. And, you know, I was bringing a little present this morning for Dale and Jane because they're celebrating their, I believe, 48th anniversary.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, just a good time to reflect on marriage and, you know, and the people in your life. And
oh, absolutely. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
you know?
So, and they're both in the same week, so, you know, just that's what's been on my mind.
Awesome,
today.
Wow.
So, well,
shout out to both of those.
That's right, happy anniversary, everyone. That is really amazing, boy. These are, you know, it's funny, you take certain things for granted, but you're talking 48, 50 years of marriage. I mean, the time the time does fly by, but that is really a significant milestone.
Mm-hmm. Especially in today's world.
Oh yeah.
You know, the fact is, I'm sure with any marriage, there's ups, there's downs, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of things. But, you know, to see two couples that are extraordinarily close to each other mm-hmm. and, you know, really just a great way to mm-hmm. profess the faith.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good. I mean, Barbara and I, we're not close. You see, I mean, well, 42. 42
That's
this
pretty
year.
Close.
Are you really?
Yeah, yes, but it's we're junior to those first two couples.
Barbara deserves some congratulations here. I'm going to say, Barbara, if you're listening, you're a good woman.
You're a saint, Barbara.
and can you give us a few hints?
Yeah, right. Yeah, What's worked? All right.
Dave, I'm waiting Dave, as you were saying.
No offense, Dave.
I'm speechless.
Okay. Oh, man. You got me, guys. We certainly have fun here on the program. Oh, man. Let's see. Where do we go from there? We will be at Malvern on Sunday. I do want to mention that.
Yes.
11 a.m. We'll be on the air 11 a.m. until 1. But the festivities kick off at 1.
At 1, and then 1:30 there's a mass. And we'll be sticking around so you get a chance to meet us. Oh, wait. I want people to go.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. One more thing. I mean, if I can add on a story about my oldest son, our oldest son, Ryan, who's a major in the Army. He is on his way back to the States. You know, so we got on Facebook.
That's exciting.
We got a selfie from him. He's very happy. And
I saw the selfie. He does look really happy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So he's on his first leg. And, well, let's keep in mind all those men and women and all the services over there serving us that are still there doing the job. But so I just pray for Ryan's safe trip home.
Yeah, let's all do that. Let's keep Ryan in our prayers. That's exciting. I guess it'll be good to see him. Well, you saw him not too long ago.
Yeah.
That's why we went to South Korea.
Yeah. But okay. It's never, you know, it's... Can't see him enough.
No. Very nice. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? So we're at Malvern. MalvernRetreat.com for more information is the place to go. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. we're going to do a best of show.
Yep.
I'm headed to Jupiter, Florida. I'm speaking tomorrow night. And then Friday, I will be doing the show remotely from Florida. So mm-hmm. I understand I'm headed into some rain. The weather here is clearing up, and down there they're having rain. So
okay, I don't know. What does it say about you here?
I don't know. I don't know what it says.
Nothing.
About.
If you're bringing the rain,
if you're bringing the rain to them, then I think they'll probably celebrate that. I think they need some rain down there. So, I think that's actually a good thing.
I wanted to say you're going to Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
I didn't think we perfected that technology yet.
We finally are sending them off.
That's right. Right around West Palm Beach. That's where Jupiter is.
Beautiful area.
So anyway, that's where I'm going. Best of show, and then Friday we'll do our show, and then Sunday. Don't forget. Well, actually, Saturday the best of Spirit of the Morning at 12 noon.
Yes,
right.
That is correct.
Something we need to remember in case you think like you wake up on Saturday and you say I miss those guys. I need mm-hmm. to hear some Spirit in the Morning. Saturday is the day for that, and then Sunday mm-hmm. we'll be on again.
Yes,
live from Melbourne.
Actually,
live.
I should even say, you know, what happens every Saturday is we choose the show that. During the course of the week, best reflects mm-hmm. Spirit in the Morning. Mm-hmm. If people ever say, you know, they're listening to a show and, wow, that's an incredible one, mm-hmm. recommend it to us. Email me.
Mm-hmm. Great job.
You know, frank@holyspiritradio.org. Mm-hmm. You know, love input from our listeners as to what we do, but we choose a show that was Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. the best one during the course of the week. And sometimes we do special things with
them. Yeah, we'd love to hear from our faithful listeners. Not only on the show, but other things, how we impacted your lives, you know, and impact them day to day.
Very good point,
We have the prayer requests. We mm-hmm. have all that. But I know we're doing a great job. I just know that. So let us know. Affirm us. And we are keeping up the great work. Right, Gary?
We're going to do. And you're right, Dave. We need that affirmation sometimes. It's mm-hmm. good to know. And we keep meeting people who say that they're listeners. And I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We haven't scared them away yet, Frank. That's a good thing. But it's important to know that. So you can always shoot me an email, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, Frank@HolySpiritRadio.org, mm-hmm. and Dave, I believe. Are you?
He's the eyeball.
Well, we don't have enough time to go into that, but you're Dave.
I have several. Dave@HolySpiritRadio.org.
I forgot I made that work. Okay good.
So you used to be Dave Parker.
Yes.
You still are Dave Parker. What am I talking about? I'm panicking here. It's time for the gospel. Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants. And the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled." Mm-hmm. So now, I guess he straightened the Sadducees out at that point. But here we see another example of a group trying to trip Jesus up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he dealt with this a lot.
Oh, daily.
Right, constantly. People trying to, you know, trying to get him to say something that would trip him up or mess up. I think the point we need to remember here, and this has always been one of those tough readings, you know, we look at this and we think, well, am I not going to, we talk about marriages, am I not going to see my wife in heaven? There's no marriage in heaven. What's the deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
And the church has always taught that marriage is really an earthly institution. Marriage was designed to help us, or the spouses help one another to get to heaven, and also for procreation. That's why we have marriage. We're still going to see one another in heaven, but it's going to be different there. You know, so that's what the Lord's saying. There's a bigger picture here. You're thinking, you have a narrow focus. You're focusing just on this life. And that's why he said that God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living. So we were created to live forever.
Absolutely.
And we lose sight of that. And whether it's with worry, whether it's with the focus of our vocation, our jobs, whatever it is, we have to remember that. It's more than what we just see down here below.
Yeah. I think there's a bigger question, though. I think there's a question more for, what if you're my wife and you want to avoid me?
Unfortunately,
he didn't address that.
Unfortunately,
why don't we address that after the next?
And you know, I could see the wheels turning there. I knew you were going to come up with a zinger there, but we'll work on that one. Yeah, we'll work on that one on the break. And when we come back, Father Jeffrey Kirby to talk about Queen of Heaven, Mary's battle for you. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 7th. Today we celebrate Blessed Franz Jägerstätter. As a young man in St. Radegund, Austria, Franz was a natural leader who loved to ride his motorcycle. He'd been adopted as a boy by the Jägerstätter family following his father's death in World War I. After a minor run-in with the local authorities and a stint working in the mines, Franz became a farmer, got married, and resolved to live his faith with a quiet but intense conviction. In 1938, Austria was annexed into Germany, and Franz was drafted into the Austrian army. Though personally opposed to Germany's aggression, Franz's pastor, other priests, and even the Bishop of Linz urged him not to refuse to serve. After several deferments, Franz was called into active duty in the winter of 1943. When he refused to take the oath of loyalty to the Führer, Franz was imprisoned in Linz. 3 months later, he was transferred to a Berlin prison. On August 9, 1943, Franz was beheaded and immediately cremated. After the war in 1946, Franz's ashes were reburied in St. Radegund, where a memorial had been erected to the 60 village men who died during their military service. Franz Jägerstätter was beatified in 2007. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-9000. 7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you? I can't feel you. Outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. Well, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me back. So I'll know that you're enough. Oh, 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 oh. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You meet me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Yeah, starts with me. I really wanna change the world. Oh, I really wanna sing your song. But I know revival's got to start with me. I really wanna change the world. Oh, I really wanna sing your song. But I know revival's got to start with me. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees.
And that was Tim Timmons, Starts With Me. Great reminder for us. You know, if we're going to share the good news, if we're going to bring Jesus Christ into the world, we're the ones who have to do it. So we need to all look at the opportunities, not just you, but me too. We got to look at the opportunities that the Lord sends our way today. Remember that it starts with us. It's easy. And again, I'm guilty of this, to point fingers and say, this guy should do a better job, that person should do better. But what am I doing? So let's try to really bring Christ into the world today. Now, speaking of bringing Christ into the world, our next guest does a great job of doing just that. Father Jeffrey Kirby is a priest from the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. He's an author, he's a speaker, and he is one of the experts who are contained in this new video parish Bible study program, Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You. This is a fascinating video series hosted by Leonardo DeFilippis. And again, Father Kirby is one of the experts. He's going to be with us. He's joining us now to share some input about the series. Father Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good to be back on the show.
Hey, it's always great when you're here, Father. Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You. I love this. This title intrigues me. Father, what this obviously we're implying that Mary is involved in some sort of a spiritual battle in this series. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, well, we know that St. Paul tells us that, you know, our battle is with spiritual powers. You know, so oftentimes
right.
we think that, you know, it's with this group or that group or this person or this government or whatever it is. But, you know, all those are expressions of you know, bad spirits, dark spirits, and first and foremost, we have to battle those. So
mm-hmm.
it's a spiritual battle. And in that battle, you know, the Lord doesn't leave us by ourselves. Of course, He strengthens us by His grace, but He also gives us His own mother. And of course, mm-hmm. we know His mother is, as we apply Song of Songs, chapter 6, that you know, she's a army dressed in battle array,
mm-hmm.
and she's ready to fight with us.
Well, and that's comforting. It's good. I mean, I need that help. So it's certainly, I think, good to recognize this spiritual battle going on. Now, Father, this series from St. Benedict Press, it comes in 8 90-minute sessions, and it's great for parish Bible studies. Father, could you talk a little bit about the specific structure, just an overview of the various lessons?
Absolutely. So the program really is designed for groups. So
mm-hmm.
whether it's a parish or a women's group or Knights of Columbus Council or a men's prayer group or wherever it might be, it's really designed for a group. Now, with that said, I mean, someone could do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe their work schedule or their parish doesn't have it or whatever it might be. But as you said, it's 8 lessons. First, Leonardo DeFilippis gives a general explanation of a part of Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are clips of different experts who kind of develop and explain what was just presented, and I'm one of many experts
mm-hmm.
That are a part of that. So the group would get together, watch the video, and then there's this beautiful workbook that they would then walk through, to ask questions about what they just heard, about how to apply it to their own lives, how to be a more attentive and more victorious in the spiritual battle.
Now, I will have a link to Queen of Heaven Mary's Battle for You at Spirit in the Morning, so I recommend if you want to think about this for your parish Bible study, this would be a great thing to do. Father, looking over the outline, something surprised me. Lesson 1 didn't begin where I thought it would begin. I thought it would begin with the Annunciation, the beginning of Mary's story, but it didn't. It goes back much further, way back to the book of Genesis. What's the connection there?
Yes, well, one of the things we immediately wanted to do in this program was to show that, you know, the role that Our Lady is going to play in salvation history, it, of course, begins in the mind of God. It begins with our first parents, that we know that when they disobeyed God, that, you know, He promised them, as He imposed discipline,
mm-hmm.
that He would send someone, He would send a woman who would crush the head of a serpent. And we call that the proto-evangelium, the first gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this promise that that a woman would come. So we would say that God immediately knew that as damnation came through a virgin talking to an angel, Eve, to Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
So God would bring about our redemption by a virgin speaking to an angel. Of course, Our Lady speaking to Gabriel in the fullness of time.
What an amazing connection. Father, you know, I think one of the things that I found fascinating, to be honest with you, I hadn't really thought about it too much until I was preparing for this segment, taking a look at this material, was the fact that Mary was chosen by God from all time for the role that she had been given. I mean, that's something that most of us don't think about. She was predestined with her role.
Absolutely, Vic. Vatican II uses that exact expression, predestined. And I think that can fill all of us as believers with great consolation that, you know, we can trust God's providence, even when in our mind or our view it's slow. It's like, where are you, God? Or, you know, why aren't you doing something? That we know God is always working. And with Mary of Nazareth, I mean, that's the truth of the Immaculate Conception, that really from her very conception, God was fulfilling a plan that He had created long ago. And our own discipleship, we can trust God. So I find this part of salvation history very consoling and encouraging.
And I think when we struggle with our, you know, we might be asking for a particular intention and we get frustrated, we don't want to wait. I think this whole plan reminds us that, yeah, God has a methodical approach. He doesn't just do things because he feels like it. And oftentimes we have to wait. It took many thousands of years for the Savior to arrive. And the thing I find comforting is when the time was right, the angel appeared to Mary and said, okay, now it's showtime. Here we go. And I think that's a very comforting thought.
I agree. And so much of that wait in terms of the coming of the Messiah was to prepare us.
Mm.
You know, so oftentimes when God makes us wait, we think that he's somehow holding back on something or toying with us. And yet we know that the wait is oftentimes the first part of the answer. So we see that in the course of salvation history, especially in the life of Our Lady.
Father, we have about 2 minutes left. I just would like to get your opinion on this. As I struggle, as I'm struggling to do good, and I fall several times each day, I mess up, how can I best use the Blessed Mother's help in order to overcome the temptations that I face every day? Is there something I can do on a daily basis?
Yes, I think, first of all, you know, there's turning to her in the rosary, whether that's a decade or a full rosary.
Okay.
It's just turning to her in difficult moments. I mean, she was our Lord's mother, but also his first disciple. And so we can turn to her in difficult moments, say, you know, Mary, please help me to love and serve Jesus. You know, help me, especially when we're discerning a course of action. Do I do this? Do I do that?
But
we can turn to Our Lady. And I also think that, you know, the dedication, the consecration of ourselves to Our Lady is a powerful devotion that allows us to really stand in the flame, the graces of our baptism, that we consecrate ourselves to our Lord through his mother. So in these and all kinds of different ways within our tradition, it's a great being Catholic. We don't have to make anything up.
That's so good.
So I think these are great ways to draw closer to Our Lord through his Blessed Mother.
Well, thank you, Father Jeff Kirby. Before I let you go, I want to mention one more time, Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You from St. Benedict Press. I'll have a link to this at spiritinthemorning.com. Father, we have about 30 seconds left. You're going to join us again to continue this discussion, and I really appreciate that. But would you leave us with your blessing?
Absolutely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to shine your face upon your people. May you grant them your spirit as they seek to spread your kingdom. And the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Jeffrey Kirby, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Gary. Take care.
All right, talk to you next time. You can follow Father Kirby online at frkirby.com. frkirby.com is the place to go. And again, check out that series, Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You from St. Benedict Press. That was some good stuff, Dave.
Very good
it?
Stuff. I'm interested.
Yeah. Well,
I would like to find out if what parish might be doing it. Whenever that happens.
Well, we're gonna try to get the word out, and if you want to find out more and maybe bring that Bible study to your parish, check out the link at spiritinthemorning.com. I'll put that up there right after the show. And we're going to have Father Kirby on in the future to continue that series on Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You. Okay, when we come back, the principal of Archbishop Ryan High School will be here, Joe McFadden, to talk about 50 years of Ryan. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Iran State TV says 4 attackers were involved in a parliament shooting that was still underway early this morning and that 8 people have been wounded. The State TV report did not provide further details or say whether the shooting was linked to another attack today on the shrine of Ayatollah Khomeini. There, 4 attackers, including a suicide bomber, killed a security guard and wounded 4 other people. A French government spokesman says that the man who attacked police officers patrolling in front of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, crying out, "This is for Syria," was a student working on his doctoral thesis who had not been suspected of radicalization. The spokesman told RTL Radio today that police were quickly able to classify the hammer attack as a terrorist act because of, quote, the words he said. And Philippine military officials say they've asked social media companies, including Facebook, to remove a video showing militants smashing icons in a Catholic church in a besieged southern city, saying it may be an attempt to fan hatred and turn the conflict into a religious war. The military spokesman also appealed to netizens not to share the video, which shows militants ripping a picture of Pope Francis and Pope Benedict, toppling a crucifix, and stomping on and torching statues. Militants aligned with the Islamic State group continue to control pockets of territory in Marawi, where they laid siege more than 2 weeks ago. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Frank Elias. I'm the Director of Operations for Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for 18 years. We are blessed to serve you. As a listener-supported radio station, our success has always been based on the prayers, financial support of our listeners, but also the ideas and suggestions that they have for us. We're always looking to improve the listening experience. Please feel free to email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you again for your continued support, and God bless you and your family.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Brittany Bullock had lived in five different foster homes since age 9, and when she turned 18, her foster parents left her in a Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania park with all her possessions in garbage bags. The teen stayed with friends, but decided to share her story with her college professor, Lorene Ogurkis. Lorene had revealed to her class that she and her husband had adopted a baby several years ago. As reported by CitizensVoice.com, Lorene felt heartbroken at Brittany's plight. They began going out for meals together, and soon, the Ogurkis family invited Brittany to live with them. And even better, in 2016, they adopted her, giving Brittany the loving family that she always wanted. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. But this child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day. Seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough.
and it's a beautiful day. That was Jamie Grace. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Speaking of beautiful days, let's take a look at the weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. Right now, 54 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 69. Well, cloudy's better than rain, Dave, I guess.
Exactly, exactly.
And then tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Thursday, mostly sunny.
Wow.
Sun. I can't believe it. It's coming back. Sunny.
Get your sunglasses ready,
with a high near 74. Okay, I am excited. By the way, you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, and the time is 7:36. I'm so excited I can't speak. As you may know, as you probably know, because I've talked about it, I am a graduate of Archbishop Ryan High School. At the time, Mr. Parker. We're not going to go there. Now the principal's coming on, so we have to.
Oh, we have to be good.
I don't want you to be questioning whether or not I did graduate, because he can check the records. But I did graduate from Archbishop Ryan High School for boys at the time. But recently, our own Archbishop Charles Chaput visited Archbishop Ryan Catholic High School in Northeast Philadelphia to celebrate Mass for the closing of the school's 50th anniversary year. And I thought,
beautiful,
in celebration of the 50th anniversary of my alma mater, we would invite the principal from Archbishop Ryan onto the program. Joe McFadden joins us now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, it's great to be with a fellow Ryan grad on the phone here.
Always, and it's always a beautiful day here.
Isn't it? Hey, yeah. Joe, I've got some people at the studio who are questioning whether or not I really did graduate in 1977. So maybe you can check the records later.
We can upload some transcripts if you did in English, too.
I would appreciate it. Hey, Joe, you know, one of the things I didn't realize about Archbishop Ryan, I was reading some articles about the 50th anniversary celebration. You were the largest high school in the Archdiocese. I did not realize that.
Yes, we still have the largest freshman class, largest student body out of all of the 17 archdiocesan high schools.
That is pretty impressive. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, in 50 years, things obviously have changed. The culture has changed. Has anything changed? I mean, obviously some things have changed, but I would think that the core message, the core values, the core instructional method at Archbishop Ryan has probably not changed that much over the years. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. When I talked to alumni who were at Ryan in the late 60s and the 70s, I had siblings who graduated in 83, 85, 91. I'm a 97 grad. Mm. And I think always that Catholic identity piece, that commitment to values and a strong education, you know, has always been a part of Archbishop Ryan. And even just to witness it a few Fridays ago when Archbishop Chaput came to celebrate Mass, it was a beautiful, reverent Mass. Some of our alumni who are priests, they were back also. It was a great community celebration of the 50 years of Ryan.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about the education. And, I mean, obviously, you get a great education at Archbishop Ryan, but it goes beyond that, doesn't it? I mean, you guys are preparing the students to go out and bring Christ into the world.
Correct. And I think, you know, there's some ways that they do it now that's very different from when I was in there. One of the big opportunities we have for our seniors, it's called a Kairos retreat.
Right.
It's a 3-night or 4-night retreat where they go away, usually about 40 to 50 kids with some adults to a retreat house. And it's really about deepening their relationship with God, with themselves, with their family. And the kids really come back changed. It's a very powerful experience. And with that and especially our community service program, where our kids are ready to go out and try to be that change that Pope Francis speaks about.
And I think that's really important, because it's great to learn the facts about our Catholic faith, and certainly that's done at Ryan, but it's so critical that the students and all of us really learn that we've got to go live that faith in the world. We're called to make a difference.
Right. This year was actually the first year we were very proud. We became a global school through CRS, through Catholic Relief Services, and we had student committee working on Operation Rice Bowl and different initiatives. So we were working globally as a church, and we also had students. We put together our first don, Dancing for Children's Hospital, for children who are sick, and in our first year raised close to $30,000. So, like, working globally, working locally through don, through Catholic Charities, raising money for our schools of special education, you know, just trying to get the kids to think, you know, again, both globally and locally about what they're called to do.
And, you know, as we're doing this interview, I'm just thinking back on the time that I spent at Ryan. The Franciscans had a big influence. Talk a little bit about the influence of the Franciscan friars on the school.
They had, for myself, I could speak of that for my brothers, you know, and up, you know, for 50 years, they've had a, you know, profound influence they're called a service, and they're called a peace, which I think is kind of paramount. Even like this year, and just at the 50th Mass and the graduation on Monday, we're able to acknowledge Father Rene Barzac, who was one of the original faculty members when the school opened. He is retiring this year. He's been a teacher, he's been a coach, he's worked, runs our alumni office, and he's just been a fixture, a man who he gave himself to God and has also committed himself to Archbishop Ryan. You know, we see that witness of 50 years that they have, you know, that they have given to the school.
Yeah, and I very interesting. I certainly remember Father Rene from the time when I was in Ryan. It's pretty amazing that he's still there. And, you know, it's funny. I recently visited the school. Denise LaPera invited me to visit your president not too long ago. And I think I'm going to get more involved on some of the committees, which I'm really excited about. It's great.
We would love it. We have an alumni association, and our boards are always looking for various members, so we're always looking, especially for, you know, to have our alumni back, always happy to.
Wow, I think I would love to do that. We're going to be talking more about that. But I got to visit the school, and it was very interesting. It was really cool to go back to the school, and I was amazed that there were still some teachers who were there when I attended. So it's kind of incredible that I'm an old guy, Joe, but it's,
no, there are a number. I mean, we just acknowledged two teachers this year who celebrated their 50th year of teaching in the Catholic schools, Mr. Molnar and Mr. Donahue, who had spent a lot of his time at North. And we have a number of teachers in there, you know, in their 40 years.
I had Mr. Molnar. He was my English teacher, I think, in sophomore year. And Mr. George Tote, I believe, is still there, correct?
Yes, he's our athletic director.
And he was my French teacher way back in the day. But I'm going, man, I'll tell you, that's amazing.
I'm probably biased as principal, and again, as a proud alum. You know, it says something about the schools, but especially about the Catholic education.
Yeah.
You see a long commitment. You know, people, there's a strong connection people have to their school. It's their community, their family, you know, and that really comes out in the Catholic schools.
And Joe, we have a lot of parents listening to the program who may be thinking about where to send their children, and they might be considering Ryan. If you could, talk to the parents for a minute about why they should choose Archbishop Ryan.
Again, as a proud alumni, I could speak of the education. I could speak of the commitment to Catholic service and Catholic identity. But also, like, looking around at some of the competing schools, we have a four-year program in art, four-year program in music, a program for special ed. We have advanced placement courses in our freshman year for all years. Our size really affords us all of these various things that we can offer. A partnership with the University of Pennsylvania, partnerships with Holy Family, Holy Family University. Just a lot of different programs. And when they look around, we're one of the few schools up in the Northeast in the Archdiocese that still has a full-time librarian and an open library every day. A lot have been closed due to cuts, and we're proud of our library and technology center that we have up there. So I think really looking around, they would see that Archbishop Ryan, you know, is the right choice.
Yeah, and where is the best place to go online to find out more information?
www.archbishopryan.com. Right under there's a tab for admissions. All the information you could want is there. There's various people to contact. You're always welcome to come up for a tour. We're always happy to show everything about Archbishop Ryan.
Nice, and I'm going to make sure that I put a link up at spiritinthemorning.com to make it easier. Right. Hey, Joe, next year we want to come and do a live remote. We were supposed to try to do one this year. Are we still welcome to come there?
Absolutely. Oh, our kids would love it.
That would be fun. We'll do it, you know, in the cafeteria or in the auditorium, wherever it's convenient for you. We'll do a live broadcast. We'll highlight your school, maybe get the band to play. So we'll definitely be in touch about that.
That sounds great. I look forward to that.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the program, brother.
No problem, Gary. And again, always great to talk to a fellow alum.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much.
Joe
McFadden, the principal of Archbishop Ryan High School. He is among, Dave Parker, check this out, the 35,000 graduates of Archbishop Ryan.
Wow.
35,000, including yours truly.
All right, I'm looking at him.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Craig's in the other room laughing at me. We were at Archbishop Wood last week, and they gave me a hard time because I'm a Ryan grad. Well, yeah. I had my principal today.
I think the principal, Mrs. Harker, forgave you.
I think she did.
Ryan.
I think she did. But it's great. Listen, we're all in the same business. we're all trying to spread the good news, and it's so great to
we're
see
all
these
hopefully
Catholic
going
schools.
In the same direction. Ultimately,
it's really
to be
great.
With our Lord.
It's really great that we have these Catholic schools to form our young men and women, so they can get out into the world and make a difference. That's what we're all called to do.
Gary, real quickly. I mean, back then, I mean, did you ever imagine that you would be sitting here on the radio at Holy Spirit Radio, and then evangelizing? I mean, when you were in high school, I mean,
never had a clue. But it's incredible that I always was interested in broadcasting, but you know, I was pretty lukewarm, to be honest with you. When you're a kid, a lot of times religion is not that important, but you know, I had that encounter that you did with Jesus Christ. You meet Jesus and everything changes.
Absolutely.
And then look, you and I are both in broadcasting right now. We're doing this program.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're professional radio people, Dave.
Oh yeah. Come on back, folks.
I love that. That's your radio voice really coming through. All right. When we come back. See what happens when Frank leaves the room? We just go crazy. Frank is in there.
The cat's away.
Frank's doing some technical business, our director of operations, Frank Eliason. But when we come back, we're going to do your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Mark 12:28, when a scribe asked Jesus for the first commandment, he responded, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Besides being the Shema, the prayer that all devout Jews pray every day, it also mirrors the vows of religious life. The vow of poverty offers to God one's possessions, all of them. The vow of celibate chastity offers one's sexuality and all relationships. The vow of obedience offers one's will and the power of one's choice. These vows comprise the totality of human life. So religious life reminds us that everyone is called to surrender our entire lives to God's supreme dominion over us. Possessions, sexuality, whether celibate or married, and the power to choose. We owe him such acknowledgement simply because, in his goodness, he is who he is. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, "I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle." Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Pray, Lord above, I need a miracle. His job and all he had in the fall of 09. Now he feared the worst, that he would lose his children and his wife. So he drove down deep into the woods and thought it ended all. And pray, Lord above,
turned on the radio to hear a song for the last time. He didn't know what he was looking for or even what he'd find. And the song he heard, it gave him hope and strength to carry on. And on that night, they found a miracle.
I need a miracle. I need a miracle. That was Third Day. Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning.
Wow, that's a message for you.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It is. Wait, what do you mean by that?
Brian's looking right at you, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah, why wasn't he looking at you? I don't like that.
Then I was second.
Frank says that every day. He says, that's his prayer. Lord, I need a miracle. Let Zimak and Parker get through this program, right? He's been saying that, and we've been riding
that. You're still here now, aren't you?
As Bear Wozniak likes to say, Dave and I have been riding that wave of the Holy Spirit, right?
I mean, yeah, really. We're still
slightly out of control, but yeah, we are still here. We're hanging in there, right? Okay.
Now I got you off track.
Yeah, on that note, I'm going to get right back on track. It's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse.
Right, please.
All right, now see if you guys are music guys, right? See if you get the song in your head. Today's Bible verse, Ecclesiastes 3:1, there's an appointed time for everything and a time for every affair under the heavens.
Mm.
Obviously, turn, comes into my head,
right?
But great message there, and I talked about this a little on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN this morning. We're going to have good times and we're going to have difficult times in life.
Mm-hmm.
They all, there's a time for everything. And the challenge for us, those of us who tend to be anxious, is to not get overwhelmed when things are not going well. And I'm sure if you're listening out there, you may be going through a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll speak directly to you right now. If you are struggling, try your best to offer up your suffering. Say, Lord, I'm going to unite whatever I'm going through with your suffering. And then he can use it. See, that's the beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Your suffering won't be wasted. And then pray for the strength to go on, and the Lord will give you the grace to be able to deal with whatever it is you face.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that any problem that you can encounter in this life is temporary. It's all going to pass.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. And Dave, we sometimes worry the most about the things that won't last.
Exactly. Wow.
Right? So I think that's
precisely,
great.
Precisely. Precisely.
I think it's a great message for all of us. That's your stop worrying and start living. Or actually, this is your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I get confused. I do different segments. Frank?
It still works.
Frank, I think there is some technical matters you want to talk about and some other issues?
In general, as people know, we're always doing things to try and make things better, and we mentioned a little bit of it yesterday. This week we're actually redoing our website. Subtle changes. The look is not that different, except for it's very different on the mobile phone. Now it is extraordinarily mobile accessible. A few more pages will be updated, but that should be finished today. And so once that is done, our website will be very mobile friendly. We return to having the archive programs. Now, the one thing that won't be done today is getting some of the Spirit in the Morning archives out there, but we're going to do that.
Nice.
So you'll be able to go backwards and listen to all of the old episodes eventually. These are good things to be doing. And the thing is, if you like to listen online, listen on your phone like I do. I listen when I'm driving. It's now real easy. You can actually just go to the listen page and hit play and it plays. It's that easy. You can use the TuneIn app as an option, or there's actually a new website. Well, not website, but basically a domain. So if you want to type in PhillyCatholicRadio.org, so that's PhillyCatholicRadio.org, it will take you right to our listen page. And
Beautiful. On the listen page,
you can listen to the live broadcast as well as the current episode of every one of our local broadcasts, every one of our local shows. And for Spirit in the Morning, we have the ones for the past week. Mm-hmm. On that page. So very easily you can get that.
Wow.
You know, so a lot of good things going on. There's other things that we have going on too. And, you know, one of the things is we've been doing a lot of improvements over the past few weeks. We put in another new computer, basically because, not because we wanted to. Mm-hmm. The other computer had this little error, thermal warning error, mm-hmm. which basically means it was getting way too hot. Mm-hmm. So suddenly we had to replace it, mm-hmm. But we have replaced that. That does our streaming as well as we put in a new device that holds all our archive shows, which there were some challenges before. They used to be really slow at downloading. Mm. That's because the age of the equipment, that has now been updated. So it is much faster mm-hmm. to download mm-hmm. And much easier to play
wow.
Any of these things. Now,
you are the man.
And we have other things planned. So we have live remotes planned. One right. of those is going to be at Abbey Fest.
Right.
And one of the things that we talked about at Abbey Fest is the ability to maybe it be two different places for different reasons mm-hmm. Within the facility. It's a large event. Mm-hmm. There may be a reason we want to broadcast at different places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one of the investments we're going to be making in July, I was told not until July, but in July, mm-hmm. is going to be another piece of Comrex equipment.
Oh,
so
great.
We can actually set up now this what we do live remotes with. It's actually what allows us to do live remotes. The challenge to these things is, though, it is costly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that piece of equipment alone, just the one little device, is $4,000.
Wow.
And so, you know, these are investments that we believe are right for radio
mm-hmm.
And allow us to be in the community. We mm-hmm. see a lot of success in doing this. We want
Absolutely.
To do more of it. So, you know, the one challenge to that, though, is if you have the ability, first and foremost, please, A, keep us in your prayers. But then number two, if you have the ability where you can donate online, give us a call, you know, we definitely appreciate it, and I can tell you we don't spend money to spend money. We mm-hmm. You know, do it really only on an as-needed basis mm-hmm. For things that are really necessary or what mm-hmm. we think are the right thing to do mm-hmm. for our listeners. And so, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, yes, that does mean new equipment or something mm-hmm. along those lines. But it's funny. If people actually saw the equipment that, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of the equipment we use is actually rather old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so anyway, just a few things to keep in mind. If you could donate, we really do appreciate it. It will be used in a proper way.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Frank. And Dave, thank you for being here today. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Savior, hear our morning prayer. Help us to follow the light and live the truth. In you, we have been born again as sons and daughters of light. May we be your witnesses before all the world. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, remember, tomorrow it's the best of Spirit in the Morning. Friday, we'll be back live with Dan Burke and Father Thomas Daly. I hope you can tune in. Thanks for starting off your morning with us. I'm Gary Zimek. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, we thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. So turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time. God bless.